Before our opening sentences, where we share these words responsively from Psalm 27, let's invite the Lord to be here with the words of invocation. Make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We share responsively Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
One of the paths that God teaches is confessing our sin and looking forward to His forgiveness. The paths of God begin with an honest evaluation of ourselves. God is our light, but often it has been the dark paths of sin that we have chosen to travel. During this moment of silence, we reflect upon our need for God's help. We take a few moments in silence. We confess. We have sinned against you and against our neighbors. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not loved our enemies. Forgive us, renew our love on account of Jesus. Amen. Jesus says in today's gospel, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." God is rich in mercy and is always generous with forgiveness. Receive God's light today through the forgiveness of your sins as a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by Jesus' authority, I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have loved us with an everlasting love that grants us eternal life. Burn your love ever stronger within our hearts, Lord, so that we may love others as you have loved us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We're going to take a moment now to hear from God's Word. Our first reading is from Numbers chapter 21.